This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Yes, it's Good Day Health Time. I'm Doug Steffen here along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a cardiologist practicing at Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic in Mount Dora, Florida, outside of Orlando. He studies all of the journals, giving us a summation of how it impacts us, what the information is about, why you should be attending to whatever the information is, and sometimes a little nuance as to what the story is. That's part of what we do here. We also are involved in taking questions, examinations of what your priority is. You can send me a note if you want along at, it's on Twitter, at Doug Steffen or Doug at DougSteffen.com. So let's go. You know what? This is as I was coming back into the studio, and I don't know why I thought about this. I wanted to know whether you ever were in a position, Ken, to have to work on a dog or a cat or an animal. Were you ever, because oftentimes you hear stories about the other way around. A vet would help somebody who is in dire straits because there was no other medicine around. But have you ever had to help somebody with a sick dog?
It's interesting that you say that, but when I was a student, we had an animal that had a serious cut, and we actually helped suture it.
Yep. And so how is that different? Doing that sort of thing would be the same on a dog or a cat as it would on a human,
exactly,
right?
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
We right. just had to anesthetize the animal, and
yep.
I helped get a laceration, a serious cut, back together.
Yeah. See, that's where doctors, in my opinion, are the most valuable, other than outside of the specialty areas, like you're practicing cardiology, understanding how the body works. But in terms of, when you know, there's this argument back and forth about homeopathic or New Age medicine versus traditional medicine, however you define whatever the heck that is. But in terms of basics, then that's really, some people only use doctors for the basics. They try to take care of themselves. I think you've described yourself as a blended physician. I think that the approach to living long and, what is it, the expression from Star Wars, live long and prosper.
Exactly.
Yeah, to do that functionally is to blend all of the things. Like, if you have broken bones, you better go see a guy who knows how to put the bones together. You better not go to the dentist to have that taken care of. All right, let's get to some of the things. Let's pick up here with a study on probiotics and what is going on, because I'm a big believer in probiotics, and when I see this sort of thing, it just smacks to me of people who are being affected by the sale of probiotics negatively. So let's see if we can slap them around and scare people as to how to use probiotics. Maybe you ought to, for the unwashed, explain what pre and probiotics are all about, Ken. Do you think that's a good place to start?
Sure. A probiotic is often a food, and it has evolved into actual medication that contains so-called healthy bacteria that were supposed to help us promote good body function, especially good digestion.
Mm-hmm.
And the important thing about so-called probiotics is that they're supposed to be operating, functioning in the large bowel, not in the stomach. When you swallow something, first it goes down the food channel, the esophagus, the food pipe, then into the stomach, and then into the small intestine, and then finally into the large intestine, and then out your body. And these good probiotics, so-called good, are supposed to be functioning, doing their work in the large bowel. But sometimes they get stuck before they make it to the large bowel in the stomach or small bowel. And that's where some problems can develop. This is a fascinating study, and it just shows us how in time we learn more and what seems to be the best thing. If you wait a while, you can find out some unexpected consequences with the body. The first known link between probiotic use, Doug, bacterial overgrowth in the small intestine, and symptoms of disorienting brain fogginess has been reported this week in the journal Clinical and Translational Gastroenterology. Patients who reported confusion and difficulty concentrating, in addition to experiencing gas and bloating feelings, were found to be harboring large colonies of bacteria breeding in their small intestines, with high levels of D-lactic acid being produced by bacterial fermentation of sugars in their food. Probiotic bacteria have the unique capacity, Doug, to break down sugar and produce D-lactic acid. So if you're inadvertently colonizing your small bowel with probiotic bacteria, then you set the stage for potentially developing lactic acidosis and brain fogginess. Probiotics, they're supposed to work in the colon, not in the small intestine or stomach, and otherwise healthy people can succumb to this brain fogginess and bloating if bacterial colonies start to thrive in the small intestines. But the good news is the symptoms, for the most part, were not permanent in this study.
Okay, so then if that is the case and it scares some people away, what do you do when you take antibiotics to reinstall the good bacteria? Because as you know, antibiotics kill everything. Good bacteria, bad bacteria, all of it, it goes out your out the pipe, out the tube. So then where do you get the, it must have been in the old days, you get it from eating good food, which is a challenge these days. So then if you don't supplement with the probiotics and get the good bacteria back in your gut so that the body functions well, where do you get the good bacteria?
All right, well, this is welcome to my world and the world of medicine. And this is where often talking to a physician is very helpful, because often there's not one simple right answer for everybody, and you have to look at what's the risk of doing something versus the risk of not doing something. And Dr. Google's not going to tell you that. That's where you have to talk to a physician. And this is an individual answer, because I can eat as much yogurt as I want, and I don't get brain fogginess. I don't seem personally to identify with this, because I do consume a fair amount of probiotics and I've never had any lactic acidosis. But there are some people, either due to the way their digestive system is put together or their biochemistry, their genetics, they do seem to push the probiotics more away from the colon, and these probiotics start doing their things in the stomach and in the small intestines first, and they produce this lactic acid, which clearly can affect the brain.
How does it present otherwise? I take something that comes from standard process called lactic acid yeast, which is supposed to stunt the problem that you're talking about. And I don't take it regularly, because I don't take probiotics that regularly, because I don't take antibiotics. But I think that it's important to know that your stomach and your intestines and your digestive tract need these billions of small good bacteria in order to digest the food the right way, right?
And there are some people who actually feel better with these probiotics, and this is where it may be beneficial. But if you are getting this brain fogginess or bloating after taking the probiotics, this is where you have to look at the probiotics not as a food but as a drug. Mm-hmm. And it needs to be discussed first with the doctor before you do it. So the point of this study is as a warning that there may be people who are sensitive to these probiotics and causing bloating and causing brain fogginess, and you may want to think about something else.
Who paid for the study?
Who paid for this study? I don't believe it was paid for by any, you know, I think this is part of their research grants.
It was done
at a university.
Yeah. What about prebiotics? That's something else that's becoming more of a buzz taking prebiotics, which you're supposed to take before you take antibiotics, and then probiotics after antibiotics. You can get into quite a stream here.
Right. That was not studied in this study.
No. I don't think they have it. I think prebiotics are new to the scene, and so a lot of people don't really know or are not using them. Probiotics have been around for a while, and a lot of people seem to take them because they believe the message that I just sent down the pipe there a couple of minutes ago, that antibiotics kill all the bacteria, good ones and bad ones. So you got to have a way of getting the good bacteria back into your system. And some purists will say, well, you get it in the food you eat. Well, there's so much processed food around now, I'm not counting on getting anything good out of most of that. So it's important to look at this stuff because it's easy to get confused. Dr. Ken here to get rid of the confusion on Good Day Health, 16 past the hour. Would you like to have the best sheets you have ever had on your bed? You can at half price right now when you go to MyPillow.com. Sheets, pillowcases, pillows, mattresses. By the time you're done at MyPillow.com, it's guaranteed that you'll have the most comfortable way of getting a good night's rest that you could possibly imagine. So take advantage of the, for example, 50% off deal with two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. But you get the same discounts if you use the code DJV on all kinds of things in the catalog. So check out the sheets, check out the pillows, check out MyPillow.com. And for everything you buy there, use the promo code DJV. Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, at toploss.com or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and in the morning, I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found my pillow. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Get four MyPillows, two premium pillows, and two go-anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com. Use promo code DJV. Get your MyPillow now. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. If you're a follower of all of the information that we put forth on Good Day Health, you'll be happy to know that we're archiving all of the podcasts. And if you look for the current one that's at gooddayhealthshow.com, you'll find me talking to Ken about the causes of Art Bell's death. We examine that. The three risks of opioid addiction is in the current podcast. Sauna bathing offering a lot of health benefits, that's explained. Breastfeeding mothers shouldn't be drinking any alcohol, that's explained as well. How do you know you're getting enough vitamin D? That's on the current archival, I was going to say footage, but it's not. It's the archival auditory end of what's at gooddayhealthshow.com. It's where you find all of this. Ken provides a list of untraditional foods that have recently been found to contain botulism. Then there is a discussion of depression and how it may trigger heart attacks. Ken's a cardiologist, so he knows all about that. Check out the weekly podcasts at gooddayhealthshow.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus ripped because of his exercise routine. I put a picture of him up on the website.
Whoa.
All right. Yeah, whoa! Dr. Ken is here to spend time talking with us about the results of a lot of studies that you may or may not be reading about, how they impact you, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of things come across our desks every week. We were just talking about the number of email that we get and what people are trying to sell us and what we believe and what we don't believe. It's hard sometimes to scatter yourself through all of this and figure, all right, I need this to help my patients or I need this to help my listeners. It is, it's a real challenge. So brain function being as it is with Ken, he works through a lot of these things and figures out what will impact you. And so here we go with another one of these studies. If you are nearsighted, this may help you out.
Yes. Nearsightedness is the problem of not being able to see things far away. And you and I growing up, it was thought that it was mostly people from European descent as kids who studied too much who got this problem. But the news this week from the British Journal of Ophthalmology, Doug, is that kids who spend more time outdoors and who play sports are less likely to be nearsighted. Again, nearsighted is when you can't see things far away. So not being outside and performing lots of near work will increase the risk a lot. The preventive effect of time outdoors is beneficial, even at very young ages, for example, 3 to 6 years old. Also important, give your eyes a rest from the screen. We're all looking at computers, phones, screens, you name it. Give your eyes a rest from the screens every half hour.
Yeah, you really need to. You need to give yourself a rest from this stuff every half hour. Not just this, but just what it does to your. I'm sure you see people have that carpal tunnel syndrome brought about by. And I find myself when I spend a lot of time, my fingers tend to freeze up. Cramp up. You ever notice that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you're not spending that much time. You're looking at a screen to get a diagnosis.
Come on. With doctors now, electronic health records, we're typing and looking at the screen all
day. All the time. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right.
We won't even go there, but thank you for making us do that. But
yeah.
That has evolved the world of medicine.
Thanks, but no thanks. All right, let's see here. The latest on Lyme disease. This is something you and I have talked about incessantly because you think blood work that was done on me recently shows that I've reverted to it or it still has an impact on my system. And I think that's it because I had it a long time ago. I had two tick bites on my lower calf about a month ago, perfect circles, and they itched like crazy. So I put calamine lotion on them and rubbing alcohol, and the itches went away, and so did the round spots. I wonder if that's kosher. It fixed the problem. But, you know, once you have Lyme disease, I think you told me you never get rid of it. Didn't you tell me?
Well, it varies from person to person. But, you know, you have antibodies against it. But whether you have active disease, hopefully you don't. And it shows up in your blood test as an antibody, your body producing an immune response. But you have dealt with Lyme disease because you're in the mecca of Lyme disease. When this first developed in a city in Connecticut, it was thought to be a problem of people who live in New England, but wrong. That is not true anymore. This comes out of a study from Quest Diagnostics. We all know Quest is the lab. And, I'm sorry?
We all get our blood tests there.
Yes, and there's a bit to this study, so we may want to, you know, continue this after the break. But this tick-borne illness, Lyme disease, has been detected in all 50 states, and the cases continue to rise. And we're going to talk more after the break about how to protect yourself from ticks.
All right, protect yourself from Lyme disease. Up next here on Good Day Health.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick, Miss Lydia.
Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you. So
thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's no terrorism suspected in the theft of a commuter plane from a Seattle airport on Friday. No passengers were aboard. The airline mechanic who took it told air traffic controllers he was a broken guy. The Air National Guard scrambled fighter jets, and the stolen plane crashed a short time later on a small island in Puget Sound. More from KIRO-TV reporter Gary Horcher.
They believe this De Havilland Dash 8 was an empty plane, completely out of service, parked in the cargo hold area. They say that it was completely wide open. There's not a lot of security there only because the people who have security clearance are the only people who have access to that area.
The plane belonged to Horizon Airlines, which is owned by Alaska Air. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The hour back. Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from his perch at Lake Cardiology. Those of you who ask me, and I do get these questions, so I try to answer as many as I can. One of the most frequent questions is, how do I get to Ken? How do I find him? Does he do? All right, Doug, take two. Does he do concierge medicine? Would he talk to me if I called him on the phone and told him what was going on with me? I don't think I've ever asked you that question. Do you ever talk to people on the phone about what they're doing, or use Skype or any of the other things that are available?
If I did that, Doug, I wouldn't get any sleep.
Does it take all of your time? Yeah, I suppose. But do either doctors trying to do that successfully?
Yes, I think that in the future is definitely going to be part of what we do. And it used to be thought that if you didn't see a patient face-to-face and put your hands on them, that you weren't doing your job. And I think that whole mindset that I was brought up with in medicine is evolving to the point that a lot of things can effectively be done screen to screen.
Did you see that CVS is rolling out a digital doctor visit feature? They have an app, and so you'll be able to see a doctor on your smartphone. That's one of the reasons I asked you.
That's part of this, and I really think that's going to be part of the future, and it allows.
Now how do you fit into that? How does a guy like you, who has a clinic, has huge expenses with all that equipment there, how do people get anything that is of value if they're sitting at the other end of a smartphone telling you what's ailing them? I don't get. They call it the Minute Clinic at CVS.
Well,
virtual health care. Well, what the hell good is that?
That's going to be more primary care. You know, I have a sore throat, but still you want to look in the throat. And you know, I think that that's going to be a little bit better way of answering simple questions.
Yeah, here's how it works. You complete a health questionnaire, then you get matched up with a board-certified healthcare provider who's licensed in your state. And then during the virtual visit, the provider assesses the condition and determines treatment, which could include calling a prescription. See, I think that's the danger here.
Right.
CVS is selling prescription drugs. Am I right?
Absolutely. And they're just trying to make it easier to
sell
to
more pills.
Get there. But and it definitely is better to see face to face. But there are some times where, you know, with the busy schedules, where if one knows exactly what's going on, maybe a quick check on the screen can be done. I think it's going to find its way in as an option, but still a face-to-face visit is going to be the best.
Well, now, I'm reminded of something we said last week or the week before, the business about walk-in clinics. I think you gave us the results of a study suggesting that if you're going in to these facilities where it's quick care or urgent care, whatever they call it, there are more prescriptions being written there than in regular doctor offices because it's a quick way to get them in and out. And I understand some of the pharmaceutical companies are backing some of these urgent care facilities. Is that true?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me, and they are, people want everything quick, you know, fast food, and this is fast medicine.
So you go online at CVS, you pay $59, use your credit card. What about insurance? CVS is buying Aetna insurance. Amazon is buying some pharmacy company.
The insurers are evolving to approve some of this. And I think that we're going to have to, you know, walk down this carefully and figure out where it's helpful, where it's not. And this is a work in progress. This is technology a little bit ahead of medicine and trying to figure out how to best use this technology. And I think it's going to become part of how we interact with patients. And I think we're going to be figuring this out more and more in the future.
Well, CVS is run very intelligently. They have very smart people. They know what the trends are. They do a lot of studying. Remember, the drug business or the pharmacy business or the drug store business is exactly like the grocery store business. It is a cash rich. These people are pouring cash in at the moment of service. You have to wait 30 days to get your money. You get paid when you do it. And the cash these companies have, that's why Amazon bought Whole Foods for two reasons. One, because they are great distribution points for their product. Two, they're awash in cash. They are. These grocery store chains, and the pharmacy is the same thing. The pharmacy is just as a food store selling drugs. But look in the pharmacy. How much of it? There's a whole aisle in every single CVS you walk into, Walgreens, Rite Aid. There's a whole aisle for food.
And in the food stores now, you usually have a pharmacy.
Yeah, right. So there's a blending. But the food they're selling, if you look at the crap,
correct,
you won't find anything that's fresh or real food in a CVS or a Walgreens. You just find boxes and cans. That's what you find. But that's what a lot of people... I'm not looking down my nose. I just like you to know...
Buyer beware.
Well, exactly. That's exactly it. Thank you. All right. Now, we wanted to go back to Lyme disease because you started to have a conversation with us about how it spread to all 50 states. What else is in this report that we need to be aware of?
Well, it's learning how the bug is learning how to the tick is learning how to survive in these new regions, and it's no longer just thought of as a problem in New England. In fact, Florida, where I am, it's becoming a big issue. California, a huge issue. And the tick bites infect victims with the bacteria that causes Lyme, typically leaving a bullseye shaped rash at the infection site. Everybody should Google this and be aware of what it looks like, this bullseye rash, so that if you have it, you know what to do. The symptoms include joint pain, weakness in the limbs, and fatigue. And Lyme can be treated with antibiotics, but you have to detect it early. If you don't, severe complications to the nervous system can occur, to the joints, and it can be a problem that stays with you for a while and cause great havoc, as Doug was alluding to earlier. So I made a list, Doug, of ways to protect yourself and your family from ticks. Can I go over it?
Please.
You want to avoid wooded and brushy areas with high grass and leaf litter and walk in the center of trails. You want to use repellents that contain 20 to 30% DEET on exposed skin and clothing for protection that lasts up to several hours. You want to use products that contain permethrin to treat clothing and gear, such as boots, pants, socks, and tents. And you want to bathe or shower as soon as possible after coming indoors, preferably within 2 hours, to wash off and more easily find ticks that are crawling on you. You want to conduct a full-body tick check using a handheld or full-length mirror to view all parts of your body upon returning from tick-infected areas. And lastly, you want to examine clothing, gear, and pets for ticks.
You know, this morning as I was cleaning up, I noticed that there was a bump on my back that I don't remember because I don't have any moles and I don't have any warts and stuff. But there's a part of my back, we all have it. We can't reach it. You can't get there from here. But I managed because I've got an itch there. And I turned around, I tried to see it in the mirror and couldn't. But I felt a little bump there. And I wonder if that isn't something like what you're just talking about.
Sounds here. Like a bug bite.
Yeah, right. A lot of those going on. All right, continuing with our Good Day Health episodic adventure, Dr. Ken. By the way, I said, would you take a call from people? The staff at Dr. Ken's location, Lake Cardiology, is ready, willing, and able to serve you. Set up an appointment. Everybody who walks through the door sees Ken. Everybody sees Ken. So ultimately, if you find his approach to be what you appreciate, or at least you've heard things and you think, wow, this is a great guy, I'm going to go see him. Do what I do. Every year, get that thorough checkup. But if you get something that's bugging you and you don't like what your doctor has said, don't understand it, whatever, it's worth the trip down to see Ken, excuse me, at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400 is the number into the office there. 352-735-1400 to see Dr. Ken in Florida. Here's something. We were talking earlier about things that were good for you. Supplementation, using Purity products, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Don't miss out on this opportunity to help your joints improve because of the lubrication that comes from krill oil, to help the cardiological value, the system that gets the blood all through your body. That's the area that Ken is an expert in. There's a big difference that occurs when you're on this small Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 pill from Purity Products. And because they know you're going to like it, they know that the comfort level will increase when you try just one bottle. They send you one, the first one, free. 800-355-1493. Why wouldn't you? I know people who listen, they say, hey, it's a free thing. I'm going to take advantage of it no matter what it is. So you think this through. Understand the benefit of fish oil. That's the omega-3s. And the krill oil, which is for your joints, lubrication, that sort of thing. Get your first bottle free at 800-355-1493. Happy to tell you about this. I've done it myself. I'm on it. And you can get on it as well. Pay a couple of bucks in shipping and claim that free bottle of Purity's Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. 800-355-1493.
I'm behind the buy.com's David Gregg here on behalf of my 2018 Essential School Tool partners to help kids from K through college prepare for their best year yet. Lenovo's feature-packed, stylish and affordable Flex 14 features a 360-degree hinge that flexes from tablet to laptop. Just a 15-minute charge provides 2 hours of use time, and its 3.5-pound weight combined with 10-hour battery life will provide every student with productive portability. TileMate and Slim are small, easy-to-use devices you attach to things so they don't get lost. Just open the Tile app and press a button to ring the item. If the item is out of Bluetooth range, enlist the help of the Tile community to find it. The Canary All-in-One is a beautifully designed indoor HD security camera with built-in siren and sensors to monitor temperature and air quality. Setup takes minutes to get instant live home monitoring. Canary just launched the Safety Button, free with Canary membership, to provide security beyond the home. Zelle is a fast, safe, and easy way to send and receive money to people you trust during the school year, even if they're at different U.S. banks. Money is typically available in minutes when the recipient's email address or mobile number is enrolled with Zelle. Office Depot and Office Max are offering mind-expanding STEAM kits and books focused on real-world applications of science, technology, engineering, art, and math. They feature projects and information for kids 8 and up to grow their minds with cool activities involving anatomy, chemistry, and physics. I'm senior editor for BehindTheBuy.com, David Gregg.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to GEICO. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. GEICO is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
From the medical, department, the latest study seeing who or understanding who goes to the doctors, this is a pretty American, the realities of how people think. Never, as many years as I've been on the radio, I'm fascinated, flabbergasted sometimes at what reality there is. American men are staying away from doctors in droves. A third of the population said that they would stay away from medical care even if they had symptoms as serious as a heart attack or a stroke. 20% of all adults, men and women, say they would want a day or two before being checked out for chest pain. But men were more likely than women to delay care for an obvious symptom of a heart attack, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a survey of over 1,000 adults in our country. Of the men surveyed, 34% said that they would not go to a doctor for chest pain. 37% said they would not go if they experienced shortness of breath. Let's see, what else? 40% of adults had their cholesterol checked over the past year, even though experts say it's important for younger adults to get them. So only 40% of you, us, however you want to catalog yourself, are getting checked for cholesterol. Jack Stockwell will tell you, it's nonsense, you don't need it. It's a barometer, and it ought to be checked every year. It doesn't mean you have to live or die by it, but it's a barometer. 55% of the women surveyed had been through a cancer screening in the past year. Mammograms, that sort of thing, pap smear. Only 32% of men have been checked out, mostly for prostate cancer. Do you have a digital rectal exam? Every year I do, at least once a year. I want to know what's going on. Don't you want to know? No, maybe you don't. It's so silly, unless you just don't care about your life, quality of your health. So if you want to die early, don't bother to go to the doctor and get a checkup. I guess I'll leave you on that sour note. All right, let's get to a couple of more of these things on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen. One in seven children of Zika-infected moms have problems. Wasn't that sort of what was going to be the discussion anyway when we first figured out what problems were happening because of Zika, Ken?
But yeah, well, initially we discovered upon birth a significant amount of problems, about 6%. But what we're finding now is later, if we look a year later, the problem goes up to about 14% of infected mothers have kids with issues. The news this week, Doug, is that one out of every seven babies born to American mothers who were infected with Zika during pregnancy develops some kind of health problem. It's a lot more than we originally thought. Most people infected with Zika, the good news is they don't get very sick. It can cause a mild illness with fever, rash, and joint pain. But infection during pregnancy can lead to severe brain-related birth defects. 6% of children from mothers infected with Zika have birth defects such as abnormally small heads, damaged brains, or eye irregularities.
That was what was going to happen. That was when we talked about Zika first. It was whatever they got was something caused a small head.
But the news is that the percentage rises to 14% when you also count later developing problems caused by Zika. These include seizures, developmental delays, and difficulty swallowing or moving. So these were not initially recognized and now are.
Wow. All right, one quickie here regarding the benefits of higher fish consumption. This is something very important for moms.
Doug, approximately 15 million babies worldwide are born premature each year. In the United States, almost 1 in 10 babies born prematurely, putting them at risk for serious health problems. Well, if you love fish and you're pregnant, new research suggests eating lots of it might help you avoid delivering your baby too soon. Fish especially helpful include salmon, mackerel, tuna, herring, and sardines. Women with lower levels of fatty acids from fish during their first and second trimester are 10 times more likely to have a preterm birth.
Clap your hands if you love it. Clap your hands for fish. Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug, 10 before the hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dr. Ken Kronos, one of my favorites here, as we focus continuously, which would you say was the right adverb there, Ken? Continuously or continually?
Continuously.
All right, we'll discuss that and debate it. Not now, though, because we're talking medical, we're talking medicine, and we're talking plastic. Okay, here are two different things. one of them is serious, and the other one, well, I suppose they're both serious, but they focus on two different kinds of plastic. Let's talk first with you about the plastic containers and microwaving food. This report is about children, but why does the same thing apply to everybody? It looks to me like it's bad to be microwaving anything in a plastic container. Yes or no?
Well, absolutely. And it's just that the kids are more sensitive as their brains are developing.
Okay.
And
that makes sense, yeah.
Exactly. And you just want to use glass or plates, real plates, to do this in, because the plastic just breaks down, produces chemicals that can damage the brain.
So is it true or not? You're a guy who lives alone. I'm a guy who lives alone. I don't use microwaves, but I remember when I did, if you put a regular plate into the microwave, doesn't it break? Can you put a regular plate into a... I don't even know why we're talking about this, because microwaving is really bad.
Right. There are special plates that are made to microwave. And you just want to use that. That's the best thing to do.
Do you use a microwave? Do you cook any food on microwave?
I'm trying to imagine
you in the kitchen.
I do.
I'm trying to visualize you in the kitchen. Somehow or other, it doesn't compute.
Well, I eat in the kitchen.
You're supposed to be eating in the kitchen. You ought to cook in the kitchen, too, right?
I do. I can handle some Mediterranean dishes.
All right. So, now, this other form of plastic in the medical news is about plastic that you get put into your body. The people who have... I don't even know... Why do they call it plastic surgery? They aren't really sticking plastic in your body, are they?
No, it's just that you can adapt.
So why is it called plastic surgery?
Plasticity means that things can evolve, can change.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So what's this report on people having plastic surgery. Plastic surgeons are making a killing, aren't they?
Well, Journal of the American Medical Association Facial Plastic Surgery this week reports a survey that people want to look more and more like how they are seen in their selfies. And it's actually been given a name, Snapchat dysmorphia. And plastic surgeons are unfortunately have to warn people that it's very difficult to make them look like they're filtered selfies. So we all need to get over it.
So what does that mean? You want to look like what's your... It's called Snapchat dysmorphia. I got that. Look like selfies.
Well, so, you probably don't do this, I would imagine.
I don't do selfies.
Yes, but, yeah. Well, if you had a millennial...
I'm trying to imagine you holding up a phone, taking a selfie.
Well, I don't do it a whole lot, but if you were a millennial, it's part of your daily routine. Yeah. And that may be an exaggeration, but some of them do. And
Kara, Kara's a millennial. You take snapshots all the time of yourself? Are you doing selfies all the time?
I take selfies occasionally, but not very often. And not
every
on Snapchat.
Day. No. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Ken. Excuse me.
But a lot of them are chronicling their life constantly in real time, having recently spent some time with some
your daughter?
Millennials, yes.
Yeah, right.
And the desire has been for them to look like how they can filter these things. It's amazing with the software they can change and in their own eyes.
But they want to actually change their physical appearance to look like the picture. Is that what you're saying?
That's what the plastic surgeons are discovering, yes.
Wow. Your daughter is a big... does she like to do selfies?
Absolutely. But she's not looking for plastic surgery, fortunately.
No, well, she doesn't need it because she's good looking.
She's doing okay.
Right. And chip off the old block, as they say. All right, let's talk for a minute about the things that can happen to your body as you go through life. Living today means you're exposed to all kinds of things that people weren't 50, 60, 70 years ago. Thus, your body is not in the same shape as it might have been 60, 70 years ago because of pesticides, processed foods, that sort of thing. Your nourishment quotient for your body isn't what it used to be. Thus, the practice of GAPS, the gut, is where many doctors feel all disease starts. Don't have a healthy gut, you're not going to have a healthy body. The way to get a really healthy gut is with Life Change Tea. You can also lose weight with it. Maintains a perfect interior of your body, which is what you want. Life Change Tea, all natural, all organic. Get it now. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com to cleanse your body. Clean it up. GetTheTea.com. Ask for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.